to the doctor Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juanita Mary Bell Gonzalez. Date of birth is May the 3rd, 1973. Case ID number 2571327. Date of examination 4/28/22. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Pamela Garcia, FNP, dated 3/23/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. She has had 2 vaccine shots for COVID-19. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old married female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of major depression, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and coronary artery disease / atherosclerosis of native coronary arteries. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in January 2017, where she did clerical work for the parole office for 5 years. She also worked as a deputy clerk for 1.5 years, worked with Lowe's for 5 years, and worked at Sam's Club for 15 years. During that time that she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She presently lives in a house with her husband, who is presently working, but she has never received disability benefits. Allegations, number 1, major depression, number 2, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and number 3, coronary artery disease / atherosclerosis of native coronary arteries. History of allegations, number 1, major depression. The claimant states that in 2018, she became very depressed and started having spells of sadness, anxiety, and crying spells. She states that she lost her appetite and had difficulty sleeping at night, and that her motivation to do anything was decreased. She states that she has had suicidal attempt ideations multiple times, but has not tried to commit any kind of suicidal act. At the present time, she's on hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, BID, and sertraline, 50 milligrams, 2 tablets, QHS. At the present time, the claimant's condition is stable, but she states that although she is a little better, she still feels severe depression. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1995, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a questionable weight loss of approximately 5 to 10 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, the need for laser of the eyes, nephropathy, period. She does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet with a tinglingness sensation and cardiovascular disease with atherosclerosis. At the present time, she checks her blood glucose levels 1 to 2 times a day and states that it usually comes out between 120 to 300 milligrams DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was a 9, which is very high. At the present time, she's taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Lantus, 10 units sub-Q, QHS. Her condition at this time is not stable. Allegation number 3, coronary artery disease / atherosclerosis of native coronary arteries. The claimant states that in 2015, she presented herself to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, where she was hospitalized for 2 days, secondary to chest pain. She denies having any kind of heart attack or any kind of coronary artery bygraft surgery performed, but she did have 2 stents placed in 2015 in her heart, which was done in 2015. The claimant states that the character of her chest pain is a pressure pain located in the mid-chest area that radiates up to her left arm. She states it'll last for 2 hours and that she has this chest pain approximately 3 times per week. She states that any type of exertion causes her to be tired and fatigued. And occasionally food intake does cause her chest discomfort. She states the chest pain that she has is usually relieved by nitroglycerin tablets, 0.6 milligrams sublingually times 2 every 15 minutes, resting, and sometimes antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, dizziness, and coughing. She denies vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and high cholesterol. The claimant is continuing to have her periods, however, they're less frequent than before, and she is closer to menopause. The claimant denies ever smoking. The claimant also has a history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, but denies any history of hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. Chondritis. The claimant has been diagnosed with a mild form of heart disease and heart failure with shortness of breath, pedal edema, and mild apnea, where she has to sleep with 2 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with coronary artery disease and placement of 2 stents in the heart, atherosclerosis with angina, and mild heart failure. Her condition at this time is stable. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 block, stand for 5 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with caution, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and she is presently taking gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, and ibuprofen, 500 milligrams QD, PRN as needed for pain, which does give her relief. The claimant states that her daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, sweeping, and cleaning the house. She states that she likes to listen to the radio. Her physician at this time is Dr. Marisa Gomez. Family history: father. The father is alive and has coronary artery disease, heart disease, stent placement, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, COPD, and high cholesterol. Her mother passed away, and she had coronary artery disease, multiple stent placement, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and COPD as well. Medications, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams, 50,000 units, Q-week. Metoprolol, succinic, ER, 100 milligrams BID. Metformin, hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID. Smithicone, 125 milligrams PRN is needed for stomach ache. Hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, 1/2 tablet BID. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams BID. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Triamcinolone acetonide, 0.1%, applied TID to skin as needed. Losartan, 50 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QHS. Trazodone, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets QHS. Pentamprazole, sodium. Milligrams QAM, nitroglycerin sublingual tablets, 0.6 milligrams, sub-Q as needed for chest pain, Lantus, 10 units, sub-Q, QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, coronary artery disease / atherosclerosis, comma, major depression / anxiety, comma, anemia, comma, atrophic gastritis, comma, bile reflux gastritis, comma, history of colonic polyps, comma, epigastric pain, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, major surgery, 2 stents placed in the heart in 2016. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature was 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 143 pounds, height 60 inches, BP 140 over 92 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General, this is a 48-year-old frail female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. She also appears to be a very reliable historian and a very pleasant person to talk to. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, is 20/20. OS is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to... after neurological... chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to anemia, comma, weakness, comma, and history of coronary artery disease. Probable diagnoses, number one, major depression / anxiety, dash confirmed with medical records, is being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time but poorly controlled. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 9, and she is being started on insulin at this time. Number three, coronary artery disease / atherosclerosis of native coronary arteries, dash being treated at this time. The claimant has had 2 stents placed. Her condition appears to be stable, and she appears to be doing fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Juanita Mary Bell Gonzalez.